The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And right now, we want to officially welcome our podcast audience and welcome our YouTube audience. We pulled up an article. This was actually written by Michael Snyder, and he quoted some sources that's affiliated with this blog that he did, or he blogged about, or he talked about. So I wanted to talk about this subject today. This is what we're going to be talking about, and it's a very interesting one, to say the least. And so today we're going to be talking about, so I pulled up a little graphic here on the screen so that you can hear me as I talk about this. This was the headline that came out. Scientists have warned that a 400-foot tsunami could strike the East Coast if an asteroid were to strike the Atlantic Ocean. On July the 28th, an asteroid the size of a car zipped past our planet. Most of you probably didn't know that. At a range that rivals the orbits of some high-flying satellites. But many of you didn't know that we only spotted it for the very first time on the 26th of July. Let me say that again. On the 28th of July of last month, an asteroid the size of a car whipped past our planet that was in the same range of high-flying satellites, and it was only spotted 2 days before the event actually took place. So if you have confidence in NASA that they are going to spot all these asteroids before they ever strike the Earth, think again, because a lot of these things are never caught until the last minute or a day before or 2 days before. NASA has begun preparations for the upcoming, quote, God of Chaos, Apophis. This asteroid, which is considered potentially hazardous to Earth as it passes so close, listen to this, I want to share this with you. It is scheduled to pass so close to the planet, it will be underneath television satellites. I'm going to say that one more time. NASA, according to one source, NASA has begun preparations for an upcoming asteroid called God of Chaos. The name of it is Apophis. It is said that it will pass so close to the planet, it will be underneath satellite or television satellites. NASA has already begun preparations for the arrival of asteroid 9942 Apophis, which is dubbed the God of Chaos. That's where we're getting that from. Scientists named the rock after the Egyptian god of chaos, also known as Apep, which will skim past the Earth in 2029. So that's 9 years from now. The asteroid measures 340 meters across and will pass within just 19,000 miles of the Earth's surface. Apophis is one of the largest asteroids to pass so close to the Earth's surface, and a collision with the planet has the potential to be devastating for all life on the Earth. This would no doubt be an extinction-level event if it were to strike the Earth. The asteroid is set to get closer to the Earth than communication and weather satellites in orbit. Most satellites in Earth's orbit are stationed around 36,000 or roughly 22,236 miles from the planet. Now, here's where it gets interesting. So I wanted to throw that out there. But in 1998, as Michael Snyder pointed out in his blog recently, there was a movie called Deep Impact that produced a scenario of what would happen if a large asteroid were to strike the Atlantic Ocean. Now, this was movie came out about 20 years ago. And in one of the scenes towards the end, a huge chunk of the asteroid struck the Atlantic, and it produced a massive tsunami. So here's the question that was just recently asked, and it was brought up, and a British news source is saying that such a scenario could actually take place. And I'm going to again, you're going to see just little bits of things here. You guys that are not on podcast and watching by YouTube or Facebook, you can see these visuals. Again, could something like this actually happen? A British news source reminded us recently that scientists have discovered that such a scenario is actually a real possibility. According to a computer simulation of an asteroid impact, a tsunami developed by, a computer simulation of an asteroid impact tsunami that was developed by scientists at the University of California in Santa Cruz showed that waves would be produced as high as 400 feet, sweeping onto the Atlantic coast of the United States. According to Stephen Ward, who was a researcher at the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics at UCSC, and his associate professor of Earth Sciences, reported their findings in Geophysical Journal International. Again, what was their findings? That if an asteroid was to strike the Atlantic, it could produce a tsunami like you're seeing right here on your screen, that would be as high as 400 feet high. For the simulation, the researchers chose an impact site consistent with the orientation of the Earth at the same time of the present encounter. In the Atlantic Ocean, about 360 miles from the U.S. coast, Dr. Word, explained that the 60,000 megaton blast of the impact would vaporize the asteroid and blow a cavity in the ocean 11 miles across and all the way down to the seafloor, which is about 3 miles deep at that point. Such an impact, quote, would send a series of giant waves in all directions, including towards the east coast of the United States. Today, interesting fact here, today almost 40% of the U.S. population lives in a country that directly borders a shoreline, and the population density right along the east coast is particularly dense. Florida would probably be the first state to get struck by the waves, and it would be particularly vulnerable because most of the state is just barely above sea level. And Michael Snyder went on and he talks about the topography of southern Florida, why it would be dangerous. With just 3 feet of sea level rise, more than a third of the southern Florida would vanish. At 6 feet, more than half will be gone. If the sea rises 12 feet, South Florida will be little more than an isolated an island, basically. There would be nothing left. Buildings would be surpassed, crumbling overpasses, and the waters won't just come in from the east, but the region is so flat, rising sea levels will come in nearly as fast from the west too, through the Everglades. In other words, quote, there would be absolutely nothing to keep the tsunami waves from racing across the entire state. Much of the rest of the East Coast would be extremely vulnerable as well. For example, New York City is less than 50 feet above sea level. Listen, guys, that picture you saw that we just put it up here and then we pulled it down, I personally have seen, I've had dreams, multiple dreams, and I saw tsunami waves that high in dreams. I wrote them down in journals. I blogged them. We've talked about them on air here in different segments. I've seen them in dreams, and I've seen them go as high as at least hitting the middle or the top level of some of these high-rise buildings. I know many men and women of God, even some of you guys, have seen this same thing. So I believe personally that it's not a matter of if, but when. Now, I know what you're asking here. Let's just, and we could read on. You can find more about this at themostimportantnews.com. You're going to find the full article there. You'll find an excerpt of this that we posted on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. So here's the real question. Let's just get right to the point here. Biblically speaking, because there's a lot of scenarios and there's a lot of hypotheses that we could talk about, and what if this, and could this happen, and should that happen, and would that happen? But let's talk biblically. Is this possible, biblically speaking? I believe the answer is yes, and I've got scripture to back it up. So let's get right into that. Let's get right into that. The first one I want to show you is Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. Revelation chapter 6, 12 through 14. Again, this was written by John the Revelator in 95 AD, somewhere around that timeline. John the Revelator wrote this in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, 12 through 14, in which he saw these events that would take place in the future. Listen to this. Ready? Quote, "I looked, and when he opened the sixth seal," this is talking about the Lord opening the seal, "he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth." Somebody, I want you to say stars. If you've got your Bible open, I want you to underline. I want you to highlight the word stars, and you're going to see star and stars be interchanged here. That word stars comes from a Greek word where we get asteroid. Again, it comes from a Greek word where we get the word asteroid. John the Revelator said, and the stars, plural tense, of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. And then the sky receded as a scroll when it was rolled up. And now look at this. I want to show you this. There was an earthquake. The moon became like blood. Asteroids are falling down to earth. And the sky is receded as a scroll. And as a result of this, every mountain and island is moved out of its place. Now, listen to me for a second. What would cause every mountain and every island to be moved out of its place? Well, somebody say, well, it's the great earthquake. Yes, that's possible. That can happen because we know there's been earthquakes in times past that have shifted the entire. In fact, March 11, 2011, the earthquake that struck Japan shifted the entire island itself 6 feet. And it actually shortened the days. Okay, so we know that earthquakes themselves can move islands. They can shift geographical locations, physically speaking. But don't miss it. It says that there is, again, the Greek word stars here is where we get the word asteroids. There's a Greek word there. These asteroids, plural tense, falling to the earth and hitting the earth, no doubt is causing the reason why the sky is receding like a scroll is because when these asteroids are coming in and they're racing in and they come through and they enter into the earth's atmosphere, they're burning up. And this is why it makes the sky look like it's receding like a scroll. It becomes orange in tint. And I've seen this in dreams that I personally had. We've seen these in the movie, in all these apocalyptic movies, sci-fi movies. You've seen these scenarios that played. In fact, I don't have it with me. Some of you guys on Facebook Live, you can put the movie up there in the comment section. But there is a movie that just came out. I believe Jared Butler is stars in this movie. And the premises of this movie is asteroids falling to the earth. This very scenario, this is a movie coming out. I wish, if I knew I was going to talk about this, I'd have brought the movie out. But some of y'all can probably put that up in the comment section. If you know that, please let us know in the comment section and I'll announce this here on podcast. But you can YouTube it. Look up this movie. It's coming out. Obviously, we can't go to the movies and watch it because of COVID, but it'll be released on Netflix or Amazon or one of these. But again, it's about asteroids falling to the earth. And you can go on YouTube and research this, and you'll see the trailer of it if you've not seen this yet. But watch this. So these asteroids are falling out. John sees them in Revelation 6. And he says, as a result of this, it's producing the sky to look like it's rolling up and receding like a scroll. And it says, as a result of Greenland, thank you, Alexis. Alexis, all of you guys on podcast, thank Alexis, who's watching on Facebook Live. The movie is called Greenland, G-R-E-E-N-L-A-N-D. It's called Greenland. Go to YouTube. YouTube it, watch the trailer, and this is exactly what they're talking about in this movie. So thank you for posting that on Facebook Live for all of us that's watching on YouTube as well. So as a result of these asteroids hitting the Earth, it's causing mountains and islands to be moved out of their place. But let me show you, I want to show you another scripture. This one is Revelation 8. So you guys on podcast, flip over a couple chapters, go to Revelation 8. You guys on YouTube, Facebook, you can follow me along right here. Revelation 8, 9 through 11. Listen to this. And then the third angel sounded, and a great star. Now remember, I told you to underline the word star and stars. Now this one is singular, whereas the other one was plural tense. This one is a one single asteroid. Again, the word star there in Greek is asteroid. A great asteroid fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell, listen to this, it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. So notice it hits the water. It hits the ocean. The name of this star or this asteroid is called wormwood or bitter. Wormwood is bitter in Greek. It actually means the same in Hebrew. A third of the waters. Now listen to this. As a result of this asteroid, I want to pull up this graphic again. I know you guys seen the scripture here, but I just want to get you to look at this and get them. Could you imagine seeing this? You guys, if you're listening by podcast, this is why I always encourage you to go to our YouTube channel or watch these Facebook Lives, because we put these visuals up. What you're seeing right here on the screen, this is a preview. This is what it's going to look like when wormwood strikes. Boom. It's going to hit, and it's going to be apocalyptic. As a result of this great asteroid falling in the ocean, I believe it's in the ocean. He says it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. As a result of it, the waters became bitter, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. So the impact of this totally disrupts the water supply. It poisons the water supply. It causes it to be to where we cannot consume the water, and many men die of this. Now I'm going to show you another scripture. Luke 21:25-26. Luke 21:25-26. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. Because I know some of you are saying, well, what about the tsunami, Brother Ricky? What about the tsunami? Okay. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Listen, the sea and the waves roaring. And it's so bad that it says that men's hearts fail them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So something's going to cause the seas and the waves to roar in the last days, that it's going to be so extreme, so apocalyptic, that men's hearts will fail them from fear of what they're seeing and the expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. Now, again, let's recap this real quick before we close this segment today. Again, the question was recently asked, could this be possible? And at least two scientists out of UK came out and said and warned that a 400-foot tsunami is very possible and could happen, would be produced if an asteroid was to strike the Atlantic Ocean in the United States of America. So again, This is from two scientists, at least two scientists that we know of, from coming out of a UK affiliate that just recently reported this. And we know from the Bible itself that John the Revelator describes horrific things that take place when these asteroids and asteroid wormwood in the future. It hasn't happened yet. but will happen in the future. When this happens during the tribulation. That's why I tell everybody we are not in the tribulation. This is not happening right now. We're in the beginning of sorrows. We're in the birth pangs of the Messiah. But there's coming a day in the future that what we just talked about will take place. And woe unto us who see these things come to pass. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. You guys listen by podcast, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys on Facebook Live, that's where you're going to find us. That's our main landing page. You're going to find all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. These talking points that we talk and we pull from, that's where we get this information. That's where you're going to read it in written form. And then we discuss these viewpoint segments many times throughout the week or whatnot, whenever we feel like these are of relevance to talk about in our segments. Again, we always want to encourage you to get our app. If you're watching by Facebook Live, you're listening by podcast, you're watching by YouTube, if you've not downloaded our free ETH app, then what are you waiting for? Get it on Android, get it on Apple. It's free, guys. Listen, like I've said before, everybody likes something free. And if you want it, get it. It doesn't cost you anything. It's going to help you keep up with our ministry. You're going to be able to keep up with our podcast, our YouTube segments. You're going to be able to interact with us. Everything is going to be there. All of our ministry information is going to be right there in the touch, right there in the palm of your hand through our Facebook app. Our ETH app, sorry, our ETH app. And again, how do you find it? You go to the App Store, go to the Google Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to see our official ETH. That's the acronym for End Time Headlines. Obviously, you're going to see that official trademark copyrighted logo. That is going to be our ministry. Find it, get it. Once you get it, that's where you can get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Sign up for push notifications to get breaking news when they come and everything else that you need. Again, we don't want to close without giving you an opportunity to partner with us. We want to encourage you to partner with this ministry. That way you can help us to remain strong. Again, we operate and function out of the generous gifts of our partners. This is how we're able to do these messages free. This is how we're able to keep up with our website. This is how we are able to create an app for you guys. The whole nine yards, everything is free on your end. All we ask is if this ministry has blessed you, it's informed you, it's encouraged you, it's equipped you. Some of you, this is your home church. We ask you to be obedient to what the Lord would speak to you. And as you've been blessed, that you'd be a blessing back to this ministry and help us to remain strong. You can do that a couple ways, guys. You can go to the app and scroll down at the bottom, right all the way down on the app, and go to the bottom to the right where it says donate. You're going to see a place. You can click on that, and it's going to bring you to our electronic page, and you can give there electronically, either again a one-time gift or become a partner, or you can give by check or money order. You can do that again by making check or money orders out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, that's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. And as always, we appreciate you taking this time out today on this Friday afternoon to come on with us, join us on this segment. I pray that this has been an informative talking point today on this podcast or this YouTube or Facebook or however you may be joining us. We're going to be signing off for this weekend, but we'll be back on here on Monday, Lord willing. And this weekend, I'm going to be praying about what we'll discuss and get all that ready for next week. And we may do some viewpoint talking points like this. We may do some equipping messages. Whatever we feel like the Lord is impressing upon us to talk about and discuss, that's what we're going to do. So until we see you guys next week, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, may his countenance shine upon you, may he bless you coming in, bless you going out, may the angels of the Lord protect and keep and bless you in all your ways. May you prosper in all that you lay your hands to do. I bind every form of sickness, disease, infirmity, or all assignments of hell off of you, your family, and all that you lay your hands to do. And until we see each other again, may you be blessed this weekend. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.